Stray FM's weekly wellbeing with BMI, the Duchy Hospital, keeping you healthy in Harrogate.
How much red meat should we be putting into our diet? Firstly, red meat includes beef, lamb, pork, veal, venison and goat. Doesn't include meat such as turkey, duck, goose, chicken, rabbit and game birds. So pretty much, if it looks red, yes, it's red meat. So what are actually the risks associated with eating too much red or processed meat? One of which is the increased risk of developing bowel cancer. Saturated fat is another issue of the high meat diet, and also the particularly processed meats such as sausage and bacon can increase the risk of raised cholesterol levels in the blood, which increases your risk of heart disease in turn. So how much should we be eating? The Department of Health advises that if you currently eat more than 90 grams, which is the cooked weight of red or processed meat per day, you should try to reduce this down to about 70 grams and therefore improving your health. It's not just about how much red and processed meat you eat though, it's about the type and the cut of meat you choose. So in future, maybe try going for leaner cuts, which your butcher should be able to help you with. Or alternatively, have a look on the back of the packet and compare the fat content from one piece of meat to another.
Weekly wellbeing with BMI, the Duchy Hospital. Serious about health, passionate about care. Stray FM.